Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Catherine Smith. This week, I've been reading poems that deal with the relationship between humans and the natural environment. And the poem I'm going to read this morning is one of my own. It's called Cracking the Egg. And I keep chickens in my backyard, and I sometimes have mixed feelings about being a caretaker of other creatures. I question what it means to be compassionate and what it means to be ethical toward other creatures while also feeding myself. So this poem gets into that a little bit. Cracking the egg. I scramble the egg until it does not resemble egg. No longer the globe a body bore into the world for a purpose entirely other. First, I scraped the blood knot from the albumen, trace of its potential, of what reminds me of me, life force hidden in the viscous clot. When the speckled hen grew listless and drew her head to her puffed chest, I quarantined her in a crate lined with soft, clean shavings where she could suffer alone. 2 days later, when I entered the dark garage, her carcass, as she stiffened, had pushed through the crate's makeshift door as though she had tried for escape. Her eyelids made a final translucent seal. It was like scooping a dead wasp from a windowsill or freeing a bloodied mouse from a sprung trap as I lifted her body into a plastic garbage sack and placed it in the trash. So much for that one. Not loss exactly, but more notice than I give the ova that slip unceremoniously from my body when the moon shifts from sliver to smudge. Simply doing away with what they're nothing to be done with. I have seen the self's raw resemblance wriggling with need in dreams, where she's a misplaced parcel wrapped and left in a bureau drawer. She's large-headed and adult-voiced, and when I wake, it's with such relief to be alone with mourning, which demands enough the way it repeats itself. It's hunger. That was my poem, Cracking the Egg, from my collection Self-Portrait with Cephalopod, published by Milkweed Editions. I'm Catherine Smith.